Mayor, Brian Stockton, Senior Deputy Attorney General, representing Jason King, the state engineer. We've spoken briefly before during the last argument, and we thought we had a settlement last week, and there's two related cases. One is still in the district court. One is here on the water rights. They're attempting to make a global settlement between the parties. So I think we've decided to request a continuance of oral argument to allow the parties to work out a settlement. I do realize we've continued this for a significant amount of time, and this is last minute, but that's the request we've decided to make. So.
Bruce Cox, for Bruce Cox and Sue Ann Cox appellants, that is substantially correct. I think we mainly have the water issues substantially resolved, and we hope at least that we can get the other. Coxes are willing to continue one more time to see if we can work things out.
Thank you.
Clark Vellis, Holly Driggs, Walsh, Pusey, and Thompson, on behalf of the respondents, Chesnoff. I'm in agreement. I think, as Mr. Cox said, I think the water issues may be solved, and there's another roadway issue that goes on the same property that's a separate suit. And rather than remand it and consolidate them, if we can continue this, we might get the whole thing done and save everybody a bunch of time.
Well, as the presiding judge of this panel, our docket sheets and the record here you have essentially acknowledged this case has been not only set twice, but we have come to the brink of argument twice with the same representation. That is, that the case is settled. I think every one of my colleagues are eternally grateful to the voters of this state for the passage of the Court of Appeals, because it will allow us to begin to process cases in a more expeditious way. But that does not mean that the court has the time or the resources to continuously take other individuals' argument space, set them aside for a case that on the eve of argument, twice, we are told the case is settled, only to find that, okay, apparently it's not settled. I understand the nature of this case and the related cases. It's clear from the record in this case. But the fact of the matter is, from this point on, I will deny the continuance. The case will stand submitted on the pleadings that are before this court. And although we have internal operating procedures that require allow a certain period of time for the disposition to be prepared and edited and disseminated, the fact of the matter is that this case is now submitted and we will move forward to disposition. Thank you very much. We'll be in recess.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, guys.
You can still settle it, though.
Oh, yeah, let me make something clear. The submission of this case doesn't mean that you can't, and I might note, probably should, continue with your settlement discussions. Nothing that we've done here today, other than to deny the continuance, affects your ability to continue to settle. I want to make that very clear. But we will not continue this and set it on another argument calendar. The fact of the matter is, twice is enough. The case needs to either proceed or, indeed, be settled. So I encourage you always to look towards settlement. Thank you.
I think this would be the second request. There has not been two continuances so far.
It is. This is the second request.
Yes.
And the request to continue is denied.
And how much time do we have to try to clear up the rough edges before the...
Clearing up the rough edges, and if you mean settlement, sir, I presume that you can continue up until the time that a disposition comes from this court. I don't know how long that will take because we have to vote the case, we have to review the briefs, the files. We will now, it's submitted. It means that we can now take it under consideration and vote the disposition. Generally speaking, I'd say the outside window is probably about 90 days.
I'm sorry, how many?
About 90 days.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll be in recess.